to 3, but they've still got signs of life. They put up 3 runs last inning. First pitch on the way to Luke Skinner is fouled back. Nate Ciemne back on the mound as he has yet to hit 50 pitches. First one to Skinner, 0-1 the count, and Skinner 0-1 on the game. Skinner will be followed by Lachlan Maude and Peyton Bryant due up in the grounder hit right back to the mound off of a slow hop. Ciemne tosses it to first. It's in time for a 1-3 putout. That takes care of Luke Skinner. One up, one down, and it brings up Lachlan Maude with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fourth inning. 6-3 the score, and, well, Trevor Moik not having the start he was hoping for, and especially not the efficiency he was hoping for. He's at 67 pitches in his 3 innings as the first one on the way home to Lachlan Maude in there for a strike. 0-1 the count, and Moik, not someone who throws too many pitches. Grounder over towards third base, a couple of hops. Throw on to first is in time. A 5-3 put out. That's back-to-back batters retired. And brings up Peyton Bryant with 2 away, and the base is empty. And this one flying right by us.
It is, and really the big thing I look at is Ciemne's pitch count. Only 50 pitches through. Now 3. A pitcher that has struggled to go deep at the start.
Yeah, and looking to get back to 4 innings pitched for the first time since June 28th. He has not this pitch on the way home. Misses inside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And back in that first half, finished that half a lot better and really been off to a strong start to the year. Swing and a miss from Bryant. It's now 1-1 count. And Peyton Bryant 0-1 on the game, but he's been a good piece offensively for the Rafters after joining them just a couple days ago. Pitch now on the way. Hits the 1-2 count. And Brian, a guy who comes from South Georgia State College, talked with Matt Silva about before he came in and so excited because this was one of what he called my guys. 1-1 count, misses low and away for ball number 2, and mentioned that he's known of Brian and has kind of followed him since Manny comes from the Georgia area. Grounder over towards the right side of the infield, picked up at first base, and that's going to go 3 unassisted, and Bryant not able to go off the offensive firepower there, and neither are the Rafters as they go 3 up, 3 down. But Nate Ciemne, great inning from him, and in the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Our Wisconsin Rafters.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We back to work in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 6-3 Lakeshore lead, and the afternoon is Vermoik, not the start that he was for. He went 3 innings pitched, allowed 6 runs. 5 of them were earned on 5 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He ended the game facing 17 total batters on 7 is, didn't hit. No box from him, and along with that, he had no wild pitches, but still a rough game for him. As Kenny Schultz comes into the game, first pitch, a bunt attempt fouled back by Bubba. Schultz, left-hander on the mound, as he comes into another appearance. It had been a while between his previous two appearances, but now back to work here for his 10th game this season, and the pitch on the way home to Heidler, called for strike number and to the count. Kenny Schultz, the former Rafters intern who became the starting pitcher and now pen, as a fly ball goes towards right field. Kobayashi on the run. He extends and dives to make the play. Another diving outfield catch, but this time from the right fielder Kobayashi, and that steals one away from Bubba Heidler. Brings us back to the top of the order with Grant Gray coming up to the plate. One out and empty in the bottom of the fourth. 6-3 lead for the Lakeshore Chinooks. They took the 6-3 lead after it was tied and in the bottom of the third. It's now an 0-1. Part of the reason you look at Trevor Moyk's strug game was because of the walks. Issued four free passes between the walks and hit by pitches as the 0-1 count misses low for ball number one. And Schultz, when he is on his game, it's got to do with his location. 1-1 the count. And the pitch on the way home, hit over towards shortstop. Picked up, pretty easy throw from Skinner to first. It's right on the money for a 6-3 putout to take care of Grant Gray. Brings up David Miza with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fourth. And Miza, the left-handed hitting left fielder, it's a lefty matchup between him and Schultz. And Schultz, his last time out, two innings pitched. He got his first win of the year back against the Chinooks just 3 days ago. First pitch on the way in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and against the Chinooks, went two scoreless innings. He did allow two hits, but only one walk and had three strikeouts. 0-1 the count coming home. Breaking ball outside, now a 1-1 count. More of a pitch-to-contact type of guy and trying to show off the stuff. He gets a lot of movement on his pitches. 1-1 the count coming home. It's a fly ball out towards left field. Running up on it, it will be caught by Peyton Bryant. And that is out number three. Three up, three down game for Kenny Schultz. Way to get things rolling along. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 6-3 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's 6-3 Chinooks as the Rafters will try and get the offense rolling once again in the top of the fifth inning. And the Rafters will be leading things off with Mike Monahan. the red-hot designated hitter who has got three hits between today and yesterday and reached base five times, only being recorded out once, although he did reach on an error as the first pitch to Monum is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Earlier in this game, he drew a walk to get the offense started in the third inning. And he swings and misses at the second pitch, 0-2 the count. And Monum really turned things around on Nate Ciemne. Ciemne, the right-handed pitcher for the Chinooks, back out for his fifth inning of action. Still at just 55 pitches entering this inning. 0-2 count in there, called strike three. And that takes care of Mike Monum. Third strikeout of the game for Ciemne. And it brings us back to the top of the card with Hiroto Kobayashi coming up to the plate. Base is empty and one away in the top of the fifth. Still 6-3, the Chinooks lead. And yesterday, the Rafters getting a big 13-6 win. And they had a couple of three-run innings there. And they didn't have any innings that were one-run or two-run innings. Same deal here. Very explosive offense and trying to put things together. A first pitch is a ball, the second one fouled down the left field line. Now a 1-1 count to Kobayashi. And back in that third inning, showed off the explosiveness. With two outs, they saw five straight batters reach, leading to those three runs. Fly ball out towards right field by Kobayashi. Underneath it is Sales, who will make the play on a soft jog. And that's out number two. Two up, two down. And man, these past couple of innings and flying by, Wyatt, I haven't really had a chance to bring you into the broadcast.
Well, I think you just got to credit Nate Ciemne out there. Outside of one inning where he was able to limit the damage, allowing three runs, he has been on, and his breaking ball has been phenomenal. Very sharp on that slurve, and I think it shows a lot of early in-count swings by these batters at the Rafters.
Yeah, and Kareem Arusovic now, we'll see if he can do anything, shows bunt pulls back, it misses inside for ball number one, and Arusovic, although he swung early last time, he had one of the just two hits the Rafters have dumped this game. It was an RBI single back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2 on the afternoon. 1-0 count, fouled away, now 1-1. And Nate Ciemne had 9 pitches in the first inning, 13 in the second, and 9 pitches in the fourth inning. This inning will be his 9th pitch, and we'll see if he's able to continue to limit the pitch count, but a fly ball down the left field line. It's out of play. Now a 1-2 count. The only inning where it wasn't efficient, like you mentioned, was that third inning. That's because the Rafters were finally able to get the offense moving along. Not just that, but they were taking pitches and counts as well. 1-2 the count on the way to a big swing and a miss for strike number three. And Ciemne continues to dominate. His fourth strikeout of the game, and he is through five innings, now officially in line for a win. As in that fifth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Comes up next at 6-3 Chinooks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Kenny Schultz is back on the mound for the Rafters, looking for another strong inning. He threw just 9 pitches in that first fourth inning, and he was able to go 3 up, 3 down. Took over for Trevor Moyk, who really struggled in his 3 innings as a starter. First time he's really struggled as a starter this year, especially with the runs allowed. But the Rafters remain in this game. In the bottom of the fifth inning, it's 6-3 Chinooks, and Jack Council up at the plate, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Grounder over to the left side of the infield. Picked up at third. Snow cone by Arusovic. Throwback to first. Nice play. 5-3 put out to take care of the leadoff man in the fifth inning. Brings up Brock Parmer to the plate with one out, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fifth. Still a 3-run Chinooks lead. And Brock Parmer, the left-handed hitting catcher, 0-for-1 on the game. He struck out swinging his last time up back in the third inning. And prior to that, he drew a walk. But Parmer, yesterday, you look at what he had done for the Chinooks, and Parmer got the day off, actually. It was 2 days ago. I'm mixing my days up. Parmer 2 days ago for the Chinooks when the Rafters were dressed up as the Mashers. Parmer really struggled, going 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts from the plate as he grounds one foul down the first baseline. Now a 1-1 count, and did strike out earlier in the third inning here, but he did draw a walk in the first inning. So he's 0-for-1 on the game with the strikeout and walk. 1-1 the count for the cleanup batter in the order. He sends one out towards center field. Shallow running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll make the play on the sprint for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down, and it brings up Cesar Gonzalez with the bases empty and 2 away. And we're kind of just looking at each other here as Wyatt. You know, I try and get you on the broadcast here, and all of a sudden you have no shot to talk.
You know, of course, the one time I come on the broadcast, and again, thank you for having me on, Austin. I think we're going to set the record for the quickest game in Northwoods League history. We are moving along just over an hour so far, and we're about to play 5 innings.
Well, I don't know if I would say quickest game in history, because there were still a couple of long innings out here, but it's certainly been long as of late, up until this point, I should say, because now that you've said that, it's a jinx. This pitch on the outside edge for strike number 1, you know, I'm hoping at least not this inning, but we'll see the top of the 6 where the Rafters put up 9 runs, right? I gotta talk aggressively here. 0-1 the count.
Jinx.
Misses inside for ball number 1, a 1-1 count. And Gonzalez, 1-for-1 on the game. He doubled his last time up, hit by a pitch in the first inning. Thanks for joining us today, both you, Wyatt, and our fans tuned in from wherever you're listening in on WFHR. 1-1 the count. And Kenny Schultz bringing the pitch home. Misses low and inside for ball number 2. Wyatt Bowmeyer joining us on the broadcast, the Lakeshore journalist, who I've read some of your articles as well on the postgame stories, and good stuff there, as always. Is certainly put in your work. 2-1 count, grounded over towards third. Picked up by Arusovic. Throw to first. It's a 5-3 put out, and another 3-up, 3-down inning for Kenny Schultz, who is putting in his work as well. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the 6th as it is 6-3 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night.
Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Nate Ciemne, unfortunately for the Rafters, is back on the mound for Lakeshore, the right-handed starter for the Chinooks. And, man, he has continued to look good, thrown just 65 pitches through five innings. Back out for the top of the sixth inning. He has the Chinooks up 6-3. And the Rafters, though, going to be getting a good part of their lineup coming up as Jake Beauchesne will lead off against the right-handed pitcher. Righty-righty matchup. And Ciemne brings the leg up, fires home, and first pitch caught on the inside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne will be followed by Adan Ocko and Landon Gaz due up in the sixth. 0-1 the count coming home. Misses a little further inside, and Beauchesne has to back out of the way. Now a 1-1 count, and Beauchesne was our pregame guest of the show. Joined us for the pregame show and got a chance to talk to him. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number two, 2-1 the count. And not just that, but, well, funnily enough, he actually missed the bus this morning. Thankfully, though, I was staying back. I took my car here to Lakeshore, so had a chance to drive him to the field as he pops one up here to the first base side. And that one caught at first base by Owen DeShazo. And, well, Jake Beauchesne still able to get a hit in this game, but not right there as it's popped out for out number one in the sixth inning. But Beauchesne, you know, I don't think you can be too mad at him as he had the grand slam in the game yesterday. He reached base five times, going 2-for-3 in the game. Certainly deserved whatever he needed to do today as the first pitch on the way home to Adan Ocko was in there for strike number one, and talked to him a little bit. He was actually ready to go in the morning, but there was a little bit of miscommunication on the side of things on the schedule for today, and he went back to sleep as this one is lined over to third and bounced off of the glove as Ocko will get it barely over to first base on an infield single. Nearly an incredible leaping play from third by Grant Gray, but not quite able to snow cone it. So it brings up Landon Gaz, and that's the first Rafters base runner since the third inning when Adan Ocko reached on an error. So Ocko back-to-back Rafters to reach, and it brings up Landon Gaz with a man on first and one away in the top of the sixth. Still 6-3, the Chinooks lead as the first pitch to Gaz misses low and away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And, well, the Rafters certainly had some great momentum after last night's game, and recently, they've been performing very well against the Chinooks. Breaking ball clips the outside edge. Now a 1-1 count. And the Chinooks did take the 12th inning game just two nights ago back at Witter Field in a heartbreaking loss for the Rafters. High chopper over towards third. Not going to be quick enough to get him at second, so they go to first. And it's a 5-3 putout, although Adan Ocko does advance to second base for the second out of the sixth inning. Brings up Luke Skinner with two away and a man on second. Still 6-3, the Chinooks lead. And Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitting shortstop. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Ciemne. And Ciemne, I thought by now it would be a little bit of a tail end for him, but still able to find his location and his stuff.
Quite impressive now, nearly trying to complete six innings.
Ball hit out towards center field. On the run, it will just get there by the left fielder. A long run from David Mizek catches it on the warning track to take care of Luke Skinner. And I'll let you finish up your thought, Wyatt.
Well, Nate Ciemne, that may be it. I mean, talk about coming in when your team needed you the most, trying to avoid a sweep at home. And he stepped up big outside of one shake eating.
Well, 75 pitches for him through six innings. It is a quality start, but he might come back out for the seventh. Who knows? 75 pitches? There's a chance. We'll see when we come back. But next up, it's the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-3 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Dylan Sales gets the offense started for the Lakeshore Chinooks. In the bottom of the sixth inning, it'll be Sales, DeShado, and Sears due up for Lakeshore. They lead it 6-3. And Sales, the left-handed hitting right fielder, taking on Kenny Schultz as the first pitch misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Sales has been a good hitter for the Chinooks today. 1-for-1, his one hit, a 3-RBI double. 1-0 count, misses a little inside, now 2-0. But Kenny Schultz really turning things around after he came in to relieve Trevor Moik. Moik in the first three innings, he did allow 6 runs. 5 of them were earned, but really struggled with his location. This one lined down the right field line, but just foul. Kenny Schultz starting off his appearance, 6 up, 6 down. Real efficient here. And you go back to Schultz's last time out, and he also really looked pretty good. 2 shutout innings against the Chinooks. Grounder over towards first, just gets by the glove of a diving Gaz, and it's into right field. Kobayashi picks it up, throws it back in, and it's a leadoff single for Dylan Sales. He's now 2-for-2 on the game and reached his third time on first. First base runner to reach against Kenny Schultz, and it brings up Owen DeShazo with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Still 6-3, the Chinooks, and man, Kenny Schultz pitching to contact here, and it's working out in his favor as he doesn't have a strikeout, but he's allowed just the one hit. Runner on first, Sales, and the pitch on the way home. That one in there for a strike. And you mentioned it, Wyatt, earlier, the base running capabilities of this team. And you try and get runners on base, and any time that you can, it potentially could be an extra base hit in aggregate. As Schultz looks on home and fires the pitch here. Grounder high towards third, picked up by Arusevic, but too deep of a throw. He'll have to go to first on the ground, not able to be picked up on the roller to Gaz. And now over to third base, Dylan Sales will reach. That's going to go in as an infield single, but Dylan Sales does advance to third base on the error. So with that, there's now runners on the corners and still showing off strong base running there. And was just talking about it earlier, and I mean, now you got a runner on third and another quick runner on first.
This is a great example for Schultz of where you are a contact-oriented pitcher. It can sometimes bite you. 2 balls that were not hit all that hard that just got over fielders. Really, now you have to bear that run to the corners.
That the 7th hit of the game for the Chinooks. On first, it's DeShazo, and the pitch coming home misses low and away for ball number one. Cade Sears up at the plate, and Kenny Schultz this season, he's had some really good runs, but he's also had a couple of innings that have really compounded quickly, and hoping that this sixth inning won't be that. 1-0 count, misses low for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And his last appearance back against Lakeshore just 3 days ago was his first appearance in 20 days. And a lot of time off after previously pitching against Green Bay earlier in the second half. Fly ball out towards shallow left field. Running up on it is Bryan, and it will get down in fair territory on the line and bounces over the wall. It's going to be a ground rule double for Cade Sears, as it bounced over the left field wall, not the back part of it, but the foul part of it. You don't see that all too often. The turf kind of having an odd hop on it and lets it get out of play.
Again, very tough for Schultz being a contact-oriented pitcher. Sometimes the bloopers are just going to find space right there. That ball not hit all that right off the bat of Cade Sears. And again, on the turf, takes a ugly hop over out of play for a ground rule double. And now really, this is where you cannot let the game get away if you're Kenny Schultz on the mound. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Already a run home. This is a pivotal point.
Well, every inning in which a run has come across, it's been a three-run inning exactly. You saw three runs from the Raptors in the third, three runs from the Chinooks in both the first and third innings. They've got one here, but they're going to try and make it three. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. I mean, it's going to be trouble for Kenny Schultz, and so rightfully so, Manny Silva coming out to the mound, the Raptors pitching coach, to talk things over and get strategy down with Schultz. And for him, it's got to do with still feeling confident in throwing your stuff, because yes, that last one was a double, but as you mentioned, I mean, it wasn't a great contact hit. And so you got to keep confidence high and not try and get away from your stuff, because it had worked the first six batters of the game. It was six up, six down, but the last three all reaching on hits. First one here, a high chopper over to third, picked up by Arusovic, keeps the man on third. Throw over to first is in time, and that right there, and a prime example of it. 5-3 put out to take care of Bubba Hyler, and now back to the top of the card with Grant Gray coming up to the plate. Runners on second and third, and one out in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 7-3 lead, Chinooks. And Grant Gray, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. It works in favor of the number one batter in the order as the first pitch on the way home in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Grant Gray, his last two times, a couple of ground outs, but he started off the game with a single. He's 1-for-3 on the afternoon after he had a three-hit game last night. Fouls one down the right field line and out of play. Now an 0-2 count. And Gray, you mentioned it earlier, teammates at UCLA with David Mizah, and part of the reason why Mizah came to join the Chinooks. They're batting 1-2, so they've already got that kind of chemistry going.
They do. They didn't get much playing time at UCLA, but being here in the Northwoods League, playing every day, it's just a great experience. Two of them.
0-2 count coming home, hit up the middle, and Schultz is there to pick it up, and now he'll get the runner in a pickle between home and third. Another runner is on third base, and now trying to get the runner on the way home. They are finally able to tag him as that one goes 1-2-3-1 to take care of the fielder's choice. So quite an interesting way is, 1-2-5-1 on that play. Fielder's choice. You don't see a fielder's choice like that all too often. Grant Gray does end up all the way on second base, though, as Cade Sears takes Owen DeShazo's spot at third. And along with that, DeShazo out in between third and home. Two away, runners on second and third in the bottom of the sixth. It's 7-3 Chinooks. They scored the one run earlier in the inning. First pitch on the way home, in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. David Mizah now up at the plate. Left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. And Schultz trying to retire three batters in a row. 0-1 count coming home. Misses low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Mizah, not the game that he was hoping for. 0-2 with a walk, but still able to get on base. That's the important thing with Mizah. 1-1 the count. And the pitch on the way home, it's fouled back. Now a 1-2 count. And Mizah trying to stay hot here. You talk about his season with the Green Bay Rockers earlier, and not too bad of a year for him, and then now able to try and carry that over with the Chinooks. It's a little interesting. You don't see it all too often, a player playing for two separate teams in the same year. 1-2 count. This one's lifted out towards right field. Pretty deep. Kobayashi on the run, and he will not get there. It's over his head off the warning track. One run will score. Another run will score. Now heading into third base, he will stay put with a bases-clearing 2-RBI triple. David Mizah stays hot here.
Omiza was not getting a lot of playing time with the Rockers, which is why he comes over with the Chinooks, being in uniform now for one of less than 10 games, looking for that initial good impression right there. Triple, a huge clutch hit, and 9-3 ball game has really started to break this one open for the Chinooks.
Yeah, and Mize, after going 0-4 with a walk yesterday, he had been coming off of three straight three-hit games, including two of them against the Rafters. Now on the way home to Jack Council, it's a liner over down the left field side, and it will land in between third and short. It's another RBI, a single for Jack Council, his second RBI of the game. That makes it now a 10-3 Chinooks lead in the bottom of the sixth.
We see a lot of that from Jack Council, just pulling the ball through the left side of the infield. He's done that a lot. He has been one of this team's biggest clutch hitters in big spots. You want Jack Council up with runners in scoring position, especially with two outs.
Well, he shows off the hitting ability right there, and Council, who is already batting 365 entering this game, he has continued to just raise that batting average, 2-4 on the afternoon now. Now another hit, first pitch up the middle, gets into center field. That's now three straight hits as he's rounding for second on the throw over to third. Not the right play. Beauchesne should have gone to second on that throw, as it's a single for Brock Parmer, and then Parmer ends up on second base on the throw to third. So now runners on second and third with still the two outs in the inning, and Kenny Schultz just not able to get the outs like he was able to earlier.
Well, with Schultz, this inning kind of started out with a couple of, I would say, he was having bad luck, lots of batted, anti-luck for him, but really these balls have been starting to get hit hard now. I think it's just the system of the situation just starting to get to Roger.
Also, a little bit of a momentum on the Chinook side as well. I mean, that certainly helps. Now at the plate, the right-handed hitter, Cesar Gonzalez. First pitch from Schultz, a little low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Schultz, the lefty southpaw, trying to go through three complete innings. He had been six up, six down in his first two, but this inning not going his way. Runners on second and third, two away, 10-3 Chinooks, and a swing and a foul ball back. Hit off an odd part of the bat. Now a 1-1 count, and Gonzalez, in just his second game for the Chinooks, 1-2 on the afternoon with a hit by pitch. He's already scored two runs. Schultz trying to find his spot now. Set on the rubber, 1-1 count coming home. It's a grounder over towards the third base side of things. Picked up at shortstop. Long throw from Skinner off the hop. Not in time. It's an infield single. A phenomenal throw from Skinner, but just didn't have enough juice behind it. That's a tough play to make.
You know, I think part of that play was the deke by the base runner Parmer advancing to third on that. He was holding up, waiting to draw a throw. Didn't. Going to first base instead. But I think that little hesitation that Parmer caused may have been the difference on that play. Another RBI. It's now a 11-3 ball game. And really, things have really gone from bad to worse, I would say, a lot. Started out with some bad luck, then some hard hit balls. But right there again, just another field single for the Chinooks.
That is now their seventh hit of the inning, and the first pitch on the way home misses for ball number one. They have now officially batted around as Dylan Sales is back up for the second time this inning. A 1-0 count. Sales led off the sixth with a single. He's 2-2 on the game with a walk. Got a single and a double and rips one to right. That's another hit for him. Third hit of the game, RBI single, and that makes it now 12-3 Chinooks in the bottom of the sixth. And I mentioned it earlier, Schultz has allowed some explosive innings this year. He's had some good performances and great innings like we saw in the first two, but sometimes things just compound on him, and that is exactly what's happening right here, as that's yet another hit. Five consecutive base knocks for the Chinooks. They've got eight hits in the sixth inning alone, up to 13 hits on the game, and Schultz really struggling right now, just trying to get outs. Owen DeShazo fouls the first pitch he sees back into the netting. 0-1 the count. I mean, everyone is hitting right now for Lakeshore.
And you've mentioned, too, with the Rafters bullpen situation, this might just be a situation for Schultz where he kind of just has to go out there and wear it, give this team length out of the pen.
Especially with Trevor Moik only able to go through three innings. You're hoping Schultz can do the same. 0-1 count is swung on and missed. Now 0-2, and Owen DeShazo. DeShazo, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz, and DeShazo 2-3 on the game. He's got a pair of singles, one RBI, trying to add another. 0-2 the count, though, from Schultz. Swing and a miss for strike number three, and Schultz finally able to work out of the inning, but not before six runs came across for the Chinooks. They did so on eight hits. The Rafters did make one error, and the Chinooks left two on base. We go to the seventh, and it is 12-3 Lakeshore on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Tough inning for Wisconsin Rapids as Kenny Schultz allows six runs to come across on his line after two perfect innings to start his game. And now the Rafters trailing it 12-3 as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Lachlan Maud, Peyton Bryant, and Mike Monahan due up. Nate Ciemne is back on the mound for Lakeshore. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Nate Ciemne, outside of that third inning, has allowed just one base runner in five innings pitched. And that was on the single from Mattanaco last frame. 1-0 count is fouled back. Now a 1-1 count to Maud. And that just tells you how dialed in Nate Ciemne has been. It's been incredible to watch, but a little bit of downtime here during the last inning after the Chinooks batted around, and 1-1 count is fouled away. Now 1-2, but Ciemne's still able to find his location here.
Well, about to make his 79th pitch, and really he's found uncharted land for the Chinooks, the first Chinook starter to reach the seventh inning this year.
Wow, what a performance. 1-2 count coming home, misses outside. 2-2 the count, and he already has a quality start going. He's allowed just two earned runs, but three runs in total. He's gone six innings. This is the 13th time the Rafters have seen an opposing starter have a quality start as Maud swings and misses. Strike number three, and that also the first time the Rafters have seen a pitcher recording an out in the seventh inning.
It's just not common in the Northwoods League. This is an offensive-oriented league. You see a lot of big innings, a lot of high pitch counts protecting pitchers' arms as well. It's really not common to see this, and what Ciemne done today has been flat out amazing.
Hit up the middle by the right-hander Peyton Bryant, and he gets his first hit of the game, a single to center field, and it brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with a man on first and one away. And with that, we'll see how long Ciemne stays out here for, but I can't imagine he's got too long of a leash. Although he's not even going to get a mound visit here despite the single. And now Mike Monahan at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Well, I assume that the moment that your coaching staff has a shred of doubt in the seventh inning, they're not just going to waste a mound visit. They're going to take that pitcher out of the game with this high of a pitch count.
I will say, though, the score being 12-3, Ciemne being stretched out. I talked to manager Aiden Wojciechowski earlier today. He said that only have a pitch count will ever feel good, and right now I would say he's gonna have a long leash.
Yeah, foul ball back by Monahan. Now a 1-1 count. But
the score, too. The score is a big factor.
The score certainly is. Well, you're also just trying to see, you know, how impressive can you be? Because you really don't want to make it so that it's not a quality start. You still want to keep that quality start in contact as this one is hit up the middle, over towards second. Could be 2, 4, 6. Step on the bag, back to first. Got it, double play to get out of the inning. 7-inning start from Nate Ciemne, and who knows, maybe we'll see 8. We'll figure out when we come back. And the Rafters down 12-3 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into the Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, your voice of the Rafters, and joining me in the studio today in the broadcast booth, it's Wyatt Bowmeyer. And Wyatt, appreciate you joining us, as always, the Lakeshore journalist here, so we get a little bit more in-depth on the Lakeshore side of things, but I feel like that hasn't really been good luck for the Rafters today, so I don't know. I don't know how welcome you are in the broadcast booth anymore. It's the first pitch of the seventh inning. Misses high for ball number one to Cade Sears. Joking, of course. Glad to have you on.
I don't know, Austin. I think I got to come on more often. It is the last game, but, you know, I don't come on yesterday. And for the Rafters today, the Chinooks answer back in the other direction. I would say, you know, perhaps some good luck for the Chinooks and bad luck for the Rafters.
Yeah, well, if you don't hear from Wyatt again, you know what happened. The Rafters are making a comeback. 1-1 the count as the next one was a strike. Now a fly ball foul down the right field line and a 1-2 count. Cade Sears up at the plate leading things off for the Chinooks. It's Sears, Bubba Heidler, and Grant Gray due up in the bottom of the seventh. 12-3 the Lakeshore lead, and A.J. Buonasetta comes into the game taking over for Kenny Schultz after a rough sixth inning for him. 1-2 the count to Sears. Breaking ball misses high and outside for ball number two, a 2-2 count, and Sears doubled with an RBI his last time up, but before that, it was a couple of deep flyouts. He's been hitting the ball pretty well today. I mean, that second flyout that he absolutely robbed in center field by Jake Beauchesne is this one's a fly ball down the left field line in foul territory. Third baseman Arusevic at the wall can't make the catch. So it lands for a foul ball and still a 2-2 count. And A.J. Buonasetta comes in after Kenny Schultz went 3 innings pitched. He allowed 6 runs. All 6 were earned on 8 hits. Did not walk a batter. No hit by pitches either. He struck out 1 and faced 17 total batters on 44 pitches. Now A.J. Buonasetta, the right-hander into the game, so it switches handedness. 2-2 the count to Cade Sears. And the pitch from Buonasetta on home, it's fouled off again. Still 2-2. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here for Cade Sears. And he had another one with 7 pitches back in the third inning as well. He's been seeing the ball pretty well today. And at him, the new Rafters, he has seen some struggles this year. 13.11 ERA is that pitch comes on in and it's fouled away. So still a 2-2 count. Bonacetta, the right-hander, redshirt freshman out of Golden West College, 6'195". Pitch on the way here, called for strike number 3, and the first out of the 7th inning as Cade Sears goes in the books backwards, and it brings up Bubba Heidler to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the 7th. Heidler, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Bonacetta, and Bonacetta, his last two times out, he's looked a lot better than his first couple of appearances. Slowly starting to find his location and trying to do so against Heidler. First pitch, a little upstairs for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And last time out was against Lakeshore just 2 days ago, and he went 2 innings pitched and finished off the game in extras, although he did allow 3 runs to come across. Only one of them was earned because of those base runners that came through in extra innings. 1-0 count is swung on and missed, and now a 1-1 count.
You feel for Bubba at the plate right now. The only Chinook without a hit. And it's been a tough season, Bubba. He's a great defender. It's just the bat has been a bit behind the defense.
Well, Bonacetta hoping to make him 0-4 here, but that pitch misses low. Now a 2-1 count. For a guy that's in a little bit of a rut, you know, to do is to just calm things down and kind of be patient at the plate. This game, he's been swinging early in counts. On the 2nd inning, it was first pitch swing. On the 6th inning, it was a first pitch swing as well. Sends one out towards right field here. Running over to it is Kobayashi, and he will make the catch. And 4 plate appearance that he's seen today, but it's fly out as that takes care of Bubba Heidler for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down in the 7th, and it brings up Grant Gray to the plate. With the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the 7th, still a 12-3 lead for the Chinooks. And Bonacetta really starting to find that location here, but trying to continue to do so. You can't talk too early. And pitch on the way home, misses a bit outside. A 1-0 count. His last appearance, mentioned it, 2 innings pitched. He walked just 1 batter and also allowed just 1 hit. His previous appearance was against Lakeshore the day prior when he went 1 shutout inning and allowed just 1 hit, did not walk a batter. 1-0 count coming home, in there for a strike, now a 1-1 count. So Bonacetta has appeared in 3 out of 4 games against Lakeshore, going back to this 4-game stretch. Certainly liked pitching against the Chinooks. 1-1 the count. On the way home, it's a swing and a miss for strike number 2. Now a 1-1. Just the 1 earned run. 1-2 the count, and Bonacetta looking at him. It's the call, now fires, but misses it. And at the plate, Grant Gray, 1-for-4 today. He's been retired last 3 times up, grounded into a fielder's choice in the 6th inning, and before that it was a 6-3 ground out and a 5-3 ground out. But he did single all the way back on the 2nd pitch of the game. 2-2 the count. Hit out towards right field down the line. Kobayashi on the run. It's in foul territory and will reach out of play. Still a 2-2 count. And Grant Gray trying to keep the offense moving as the Chinooks scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Grant Gray did score one of those runs as he had reached 2nd on the fielder's choice. Ball misses away, now a 3-2 count. But still not best game for Grant Gray, especially compared to yesterday when he was able to burst out with a 3-hit game, including a double and a homer. That home run, the grand slam late in the night as the 3-2 count is once again fouled away. And Gray once again fighting off here. That's the 7th pitch of the plate appearance, and now the 8th pitch coming up next. Chinook's really fighting at the plate right now. So still a 3-2 count. And Buonasetta just trying to retire Gray. Pitch on the way home, taken outside, and just an inch off the plate. And a two-out walk to Grant Gray. It's the first base runner issued by A.J. Buonasetta and brings up David Mizza with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the seventh.
And this is Grant Gray. He's always up there hunting for fastballs. He told me that yesterday night. When he's not, when he doesn't get his pitch, he doesn't get his heater, he's not going to swing at it. If it's right, tough luck. If it's the ball, he's going to take his walks. And really, just Grant Gray this year has made such an impact on the Chinooks. Didn't get here till the second half, but defensively, offensively, he's been amazing.
Now on first base and at the plate, David Mizza fouls the first pitch off. 0-1 the count. And Gray, over at third base earlier, he nearly made that diving play off of the hot corner liner toward him, but just barely bouncing off the glove there.
That's the fourth different position he's played for the Chinooks.
Wow, it doesn't look like that as the 0-1 count comes home and misses a little bit inside. Now a 1-1 count. Certainly is a flexible player out there, and that's huge to have at this point in the season, especially when you get guys heading off to their colleges and the injuries start to stack up on really every team. I know it's happened for the Rafters, but it's also happened really all around. That includes the Chinooks. Runner on first base, and this one hit out towards left center field. Gets on down for a hit. Running up on it, the left fielder, Brian, he'll throw it into second. Smart throw there as it keeps the other runner on first base, but that's back-to-back base runners for Lakeshore as David Mizza singles to follow up Grant Gray's walk. And now Grant over to third base as Mizza is at first, and it brings up Jack Council with runners on the corners and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Still 12-3 Chinooks, and Buonasetta just trying to go through a scoreless seventh here. Get the Rafters out of the damage, and the first here jams him on a pop-up towards shallow center field, and it'll be Madden Aka who trails out and makes the catch for out number three. And that does it for the seventh inning. No runs for the Chinooks on one hit. There were no errors, and the Chinooks left two on base. We go to the eighth. It is a 12-3 Lakeshore lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh. So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Kobayashi is going to lead things off for the Rafters in the top of the eighth inning. It's 12-3 Lakeshore, and going to need the offense to get moving, but at the very least, they finally get to face a new pitcher as Crawford comes into the game, a right-hander for a right-hander. Up the middle on the first pitch, and Kobayashi is aboard for the second time this game, his first hit of the afternoon, and a leadoff first pitch single to Hiroto Kobayashi. Kareem Arusovic will now step into the batter's box with Jake Beauchesne to follow, due up in the top of the eighth. 9-run lead for the Chinooks, and what's the breakdown on Crawford, Wyatt?
Well, Crawford out of Louisville, I've mentioned Louisville, played in the College World Series. He was not on that team. He was sent back before that. But it's very much been a tale of two halves. In the first half, Crawford was starting a bunch and just not getting results.
First pitch to Kareem Arusevic in there for strike one.
Like many of these Chinooks pitchers, it was walks. Walking too many, getting his pitch count up. You could see the stuff. You could see the potential he had. Just the walks were killing him. But he moves to the bullpen, much more better out of the bullpen. One hiccup, but besides that, he's been dominant out of the pen. You're seeing a lot of two-inning bursts from him. Still probably going to be a starter long-term, but at least to end innings out of the bullpen, and he's been, for the most part, pretty solid.
And Brandon Crawford, a 7.43 ERA on the season through his nine appearances. This is his 10th of the year, and the pitch he did go around on, it's now an 0-2 count to Kareem Arusevic, and trying to calm things down. He's been throwing strikes here, three pitches, three strikes, although one of them was hit for a single to Kobayashi. 0-2 the count, and Kobayashi leaning. Go, it's fouled back by Arusevic to stay alive.
And if I had to give one Chinook pitcher that probably has the nastiest stuff on the team, it'd be Crawford. He has probably the best slider. I've seen some very ugly swings that he's gotten on the slider. It's just, can he throw it for a strike? That is the key for Crawford.
0-2 the count still, and Arusevic looking to be the second rafter on base of the inning as that one is fouled away, and it remains an 0-2 count. The rafters have seen